Hi, I'm KALW News Director Ben Trefney, and I want to let you know that we are in our spring membership drive. So I want to invite you to support KALW. We are listener-supported radio, and so we're asking for your help right now. Please go to the website and click Donate Now. It's at kalw.org. You'll feel good about it, and we will too. Thanks.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Poet James Cagney was 19 when he found out he was adopted. A few years later, both of his parents passed away, and Cagney was left homeless. He reflects on this heavy time in his collection Black Steel Magnolias in the Hour of Chaos Theory. Cagney is now 50, and he's been revered in the Bay Area literary community for many years, but surprisingly, this is his first published full collection. KLW's Janae Darden met up with the poet in his East Oakland home.
So I'm reading your poem, Identity to Burn. You open your book pretty much telling people who you are. And there is a line in your book. You talk about identity. Born in 1968, mm-hmm. Reborn in 1999. For people who don't know you, what does that mean?
What that means is that the life that I had between 68 to 99 had completely burned down. The parents that I had that raised me at that point had both died. I was raised as an only child and had no other real family outside of just the two of them. And I ended up losing the house that I'd grown up in thanks to the Loma Prieta earthquake and a loan that my mom got from the city of Oakland to sort of rebuild it because the foundation had been sort of broken by that quake. So I lost my house, my sense of self, and basically my identity, because the biological family that I then went to go reconnect with after 1999 kind of didn't care, kind of wasn't that interested in what my personal life was before that point. You know, so it's sort of like to them, it was like, I guess my past and memory only really mattered to me. And so that rebirth was about the idea that everything and anything that I identified myself with was gone. And I was recognizing that I was just going to have to become more present-minded and just move forward from that perspective. Really being able to write this out of my system was like the only choice that I had.
So what does the title mean? Because just that Black Steel Magnolias in the Hour of Chaos Theory, that's just like, right there, the reader's like, okay, he's about to hit us with some really hard stuff. He's about to get deep. That's what I thought when I saw the title alone.
Yeah, that title's a lot. That title is me. So this is called Negrogeist. One, Daddy. Old Crow and Jack Daniels understood my father mouthfuls at a time. Jim Bean and Old Forrester were uncles in hard glass suits. They'd roll up in the knuckle crack and sigh of Hennessy taking its first breath, then hound dog laughter and dominoes falling in hail on the graveyard of the dining room table. Relatives who existed only through stories and memory would ease in like zombies on ropes of Blue Marlboro and Newport and Camel Smoke, then demand a seance in spades, coon can, and Texas Hold'em. No wonder they called it spirits. Spirits baited my father with Cavassier. That title is comprised of two completely different things from, you know, these two weird different sources compressed into one. And I feel like that ultimately is me in the way that I...
And what are the two different sources?
It is a reference to Public Enemy, Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos. Public Enemy also, I guess I am forced here to mention, being maybe the fourth or fifth movie that the actor James Cagney was in, that he was famous for. And as well, it references Steel Magnolias, this really cheesy movie starring, you know, every famous white woman that there were in that period when that movie was released.
Shout out to Julia Roberts.
And shout out to Dolly Parton, who I'm imagining DJing for Chuck D and Public Enemy in the poster of my head when you look at that title.
And it's interesting because Public Enemy, they're very direct and about telling what's going on in society and in the world. And then you have Steel Magnolias, which is a movie that had tragedy mm-hmm. in it, too, as well. And so that also, too, reflects your story.
That title by itself is a poem to me.
You also, in this book, a lot of it is about loneliness, a lot of it is about hardship, but it's also, too, a lot of it is about love for your mother, the one who adopted you. Can you talk about her? And I'm looking around your apartment, and I see elements of her. Like you said, there's a blanket here that was similar to the one that was on her hospital bed when she was ill, and you talked about she likes plants. Your mother taught you about plants, and like there's plants all over. So I feel like there's elements of her here.
You know, it's weird. It's hard to contextualize my mother and speak about her intellectually in this context, in this way. Because in a lot of ways, I feel like all that I really could say is truly represented in the poems itself. I feel like she taught me a lot. I feel like she was much more hands-on with me as opposed to my dad. He, to me, was very distant towards me and was not just kind of like a hands-on, active father figure for me.
And it's amazing because she adopted you because your birth mother was her student, right?
Correct. So the story, as I had been told, is that my biological mom, by the time that I was about to be born, had already had 6 kids and was just kind of like struggling financially. She had started to go to school. I don't know how long it was that she was studying to be a beautician or whatever like that, but she had basically going back to school and met the mom that would ultimately raise me, as who was her supervisor and teacher in that beauty college.
Was it hard to reveal so much personal information about yourself and put it in this book?
I am not a brother who sort of identifies himself artistically through feeling shame as far as what I am scared to say on stage or not. You know, these poems to me are sort of like prayers to help me release both the tension and frustration that I have with certain elements in my life and the confusion that I have with certain elements in my life, and it's just kind of like writing myself free, you know, just writing myself loose from the things that it's just hard to go and grab somebody and say, I need a witness for what has just occurred. There's not always going to be an available witness to you. In a lot of ways, you're going to have to witness yourself. And the only way truly to clearly be able to see yourself is to represent through some sort of like art, some sort of like action, some sort of like movement.
That was KLW's Janae Darden speaking with poet James Cagney. His book is called Black Steel Magnolias in the Hour of Chaos Theory. You can learn more about him at KALW.org.